Welcome to TWT, The World Talks. Today we'll be continuing with our interviews about Tiananmen Square.
Today we'll be interviewing Scott Hurwitz, principal of Brian McMahon High School, in regards to the social effect the massacre at Tiananmen Square had on China.
What's your definition of communism?
Of communism, my understanding of communism from studying history in high school and in college is that it's a system where the workers, the labor, receive compensation for the value that they create by doing that labor. So in a capitalist system, you have an owner of a company who makes the majority of the money and pays wages to the employees. In a communist system, there's more of an equal kind of sharing of the fruits of the labor, and it was like a pro labor movement. That's the theoretical. It never really worked out that way because there were people who exploited it.
Okay, and then my next question is, what is your definition of democracy?
Democracy? I mean, democracy and communism are not strictly, like, opposites of each other. Mm-hmm. Like, you can have a democratic socialist kind of place, but, democracy is just the idea of, representative government. So, like, either you vote for candidates to carry out your will, or you... vote for initiatives that kind of are the will of the people. In a communist system, it tends to be more of a dictatorship where there is not such a representative form of government. So I think, that's probably the reality of communists, and the way it's always been sort of applied in the world is that communist countries are headed up by a really kind of dictatorial person who is, kind of usurps power, and there's no real... not the same level of rights and representation.
Okay. The next one is, how do you define free speech?
Free speech? Free speech is the protected right to speak your mind, provided you're not abusing somebody else or denigrating somebody else or creating a safety issue. So like the old test is, can you yell fire in a crowded movie house? And the answer is no, that's not free speech, because then you would potentially create a riot, people get hurt. You can't say things that are hate speech, even if it's what you feel, if it's, attacking or doing harm to a protected group of people. No, you can't do that either. But you want to speak out against a politician who you feel is not doing good work, that is protected by free speech. In most communist countries or dictatorships, totalitarian places, that is not protected, and people wind up going to jail or disappearing for things like that.
Mm-hmm. The following one is, what is your opinion on student-led protests?
Yeah, that's a tough one. This is the first time in my experience in a high school that we had anything that even resembled that mm-hmm. around, after Parkland on March 14th. And, there's a part of me that appreciates young people wanting to get behind something and to disrupt in order to kind of make sure the message is heard. There's a part of me as a principal of a high school that is very concerned about any disruption, because if it sets a precedent and students then start to think it's okay to disrupt for any kind of, if you're disrupting because you have issues with students getting murdered in schools, I think that's great. But, at what point does that stop? I'd hate to see people try to disrupt because they don't like the tater tots aren't crunchy enough. So I think it's a slippery slope. It's something that I feel very fortunate that on March 14th, students were willing to work with the administration to kind of create something that was commemorative. And then when the students actually did their own walkout, I thought it was done in a very respectful and I thought really responsible way. And I thought it was in some ways a really beautiful thing.
Well, that's been TWT, The World Talks, the only podcast in Norwalk that isn't afraid to talk about the real people, real problems right now. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Don't forget to mention your thoughts about the questions we asked our interviewer today in the comments below. Thanks for everything. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.